With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Heavy snowfall will spread over parts of the Northeast starting late Monday and into Tuesday. Some areas expected to get up to 2 inches of snow an hour. The band of heaviest snow will fall from northern New Jersey to southern New England. Cities like Boston likely to receive a foot of snow or more. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says the city is preparing. She spoke to WCVB.
While this is more snow than we've had this season, our teams are ready to make sure that all of our residents make it through the pending storm safely. Currently, we have 38,000 tons of salt ready to go, and our Public Works Department is going to be out there to treat the roads ahead of any snow.
And in the Southwest, a winter storm advisory has been issued for eastern New Mexico, including the city of Roswell, which got its first notable snowfall of the season. Also at SRNNews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in the hospital again, following symptoms pointing to an emergency bladder issue. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says Austin must be 100% healthy at all times in order to carry out his duties as Defense Secretary.
If his head is in the game totally, 24-7, then, you know, the United States is less safe.
McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, now is the time for Austin to step down.
They need a strong secretary in there that has the confidence of the administration and the Congress to do the job.
Austin, diagnosed with prostate cancer in December, continues to deal with complications from his treatment. Authority has been transferred to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. The Dow had 195 points, but the NASDAQ is down a dozen. This is SRN News. Americans say churches have been having a positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing, but even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Finally, some good news from Pakistan. The government there has announced that beginning in the fall, Christian students in the public schools will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is to be introduced this year that will allow Christian young people to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and church history. This is SRN News. It's a culinary delight for many. With guacamole a favorite here in the U.S., attention is being drawn to issues with avocados from Mexico. Julie Walker has details.
A lack of rain and warmer temperatures has resulted in fewer avocados being shipped from Mexico. The western state of Michoacan, which supplies almost 90% of the fruit, has suffered a hotter, drier climate that has led to a lack of water in growing areas. Lakes are drying up. Desperate avocado growers send tanker trucks down to suck up the last water or divert streams to feed their thirsty orchards, sparking conflicts. The state received about half the rain it normally gets last year, and some growers are illegally cutting down pine forests that feed the water system to plant more avocados. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.